does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a great night. We're glad you're with us talking about sectional semifinals. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, we're going to continue the conversations about basketball around our state and the sectionals. The man who has the scores that you've been anxiously waiting for the last 15 minutes is Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, you're the best. Let's get right to it. From Class 4A, all games are complete. This is what happened in the 4A spectrum of sectional semifinal Friday, beginning with the East Chicago Central sectional. East Chicago Central, the 15-point win over Gary West. Final is 70-55. They'll match up with Munster, who took care of Lake Central 50-45. Chesterton sectional. Chesterton blasted Lowell 74-38. Closer between Crown Point and Valparaiso. Crown Point the 55-51 win. Mishawaka sectional. The Cavemen beat South Bend Adams 41-37. And it was South Bend Riley over Michigan City 58-50. In the Elkhart sectional, Warsaw took care of Concord 48-35. And it was Penn over Elkhart 52-43. East Noble sectional, Fort Wayne Snyder 50, Fort Wayne Northrop 36. Snyder's opponent, Fort Wayne North, they beat DeKalb 50-37. In the Homestead sectional, Fort Wayne Wayne, they hammer New Haven 84-59. It was Homestead over Columbia City 58-45. Lafayette Jeff sectional. Kokomo defeats Lafayette Jeff 65-52. And Marion laid a 20-piece on Logansport 89-69. Noblesville sectional. Noblesville no issue with Westfield tonight. Final 71-43. And Fishers a 10-piece on HSE 54-44. Lawrence North sectional. Cathedral, the win over Warren Central, 48-43, and LN took care of Crispus Attucks, 57-50. Southport sectional, Roncalli by a pair against Decatur Central, 59-57, and it was Ben Davis, 74, Southport, 53. BD looks for to repeat their state championship. Terre Haute South sectional, it was Avon over Terre Haute South, 61-45. On the flip side, Terre Haute North, the win over Brownsburg, 61-53. So you will not see South versus North on the Terre Haute side. It's Avon against Terre Haute North. Bloomington North sectional, Martinsville over Bloomington South, 65-61. Good for our guy Elijah in that producer studio. Center Grove, the win over Bloomington North, 52-38. In the East Central sectional, East Central edged Columbus East, 41-37, and Franklin by 10 against Whiteland tonight, 66-56. In the Seymour sectional, Jeffersonville blasted Floyd Central. Final was 66-28, and New Albany then crushed Jennings County 76-68. Lastly, to wrap up 4A, the Evansville North sectional. Evansville-Harrison, they dismantle Castle 76-53, and it was Jasper over Evansville Central 43-35. The rest of that sectional scoreboard comes your way here in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's talk about the Pacers, who struggled tonight in New Orleans. Pacers beat the Pelicans in their last home game, but in New Orleans tonight, no dice. 129-102, Pacers lose. They're 34-27. Indiana's 14-15 on the road. 13 points for both Isaiah Jackson and Benedict Mathurin. It was the Brandon Ingram show. He had 34 points to go along with 8 rebounds. College basketball, the CCAC semifinal. IU South Bend, the 2-point win against Roosevelt to move on, 72-70. And Indiana Northwest, they beat Olivet Nazarene out of Illinois, 78-64. In the NCCAA semifinal, Alice Lloyd out of Kentucky knocks off Oakland City, 74-62. NCAA D3 tourney, Hope beat Anderson, 95-79. And in overtime, Wabash fell to Coe College, 79-74. ECHL hockey, in a shootout, the Iowa Heartlanders beat the Indy Fuel 4-3, and the Toledo Walleye over the Fort Wayne Comets tonight. That's a final of 6-3 in regulation.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, sectional semifinal Friday night. Kurt Darling from the ISC Sports Network joins me. Kurt, you are at the Greencastle sectional tonight. Is that right?
That is correct, Coach. Some good games at McAnally Center here this evening.
All right, and you are doing prep. I'm reading this. You're preparing. You're doing. So you have North Putnam. You have North Putt and Southmont. Is that? Do I have that correctly?
Yeah, that was the first game, and then the second game tonight was also Park Heritage taking on the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. And so the winner tomorrow, or the winners of both those games here tomorrow, will square off. North Putnam will take on Park Heritage in the sectional semifinal that we'll have on ISC Sports Network tomorrow night.
Well, take me through that Park Heritage win. That's a good basketball team, ranked for a reason. They're really good.
Yes, it is. Yes, they are, Coach. And Greencastle, though, they won 15 games coming into this one, so they'd had a pretty solid season led by Sam Gooch tonight. He had 18 points, but this was a clunky game from the very beginning. Park Heritage had only an 8-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, the scoring really didn't get all that much better. They were able to stretch the lead, though, were the Wolves, to 22-13 by the time halftime came around. But the second half is really when things started to pick up, especially for Park Heritage. Trey Shelsky, mm-hmm. He is only a sophomore. He is also the son of Coach Rich Shelsky there at Park Heritage. He scored 9 of his 22 points that he would have on the night in that third quarter. That really extended things out for Park Heritage. And they were able to kind of cruise through the rest of the way in spite of a few big buckets from Greencastle down the stretch. But Park Heritage, Coach, going to be playing for their fourth sectional championship in the last 5 years. Keep in mind, this is a school that's only 6 years old.
Right.
So they are really establishing themselves here in Western Indiana. So they'll be taking on North Putnam tomorrow night, who had a good win against Southmont in that first game, too.
You know, Rich Shelsky's done an unbelievable job. You mentioned it. They haven't been in existence very long. All they've done is win. I mean, it's an amazing story, and I think it's a great storyline for tomorrow night's broadcast, if I can help you out just a little bit. So I just think it's fantastic. He's done a great job, and, you know, the thrill of being able to coach your son has to be big for the Shelsky family right now.
Yes, it does, and Coach. And they're going to be going up against a North Putnam team tomorrow, Coach, who hasn't won a sectional championship in 22 years. So they are looking quench that drought tomorrow night as well. North Putnam, they've won 15 games as well, now 16 after today's win over Southmont. And Coach Vince Brooks, you know, they were off to a slow start, but they closed the regular season winning 9 games in a row. So they are looking really good. It should be a pretty good matchup inside McAnally Arena tomorrow night.
At Greencastle, North Putnam beats Southmont 57-56. Park Heritage over Greencastle 61-47. North Putnam and Park Heritage tomorrow night for the championship. The man himself, Kurt Darling from the ISC Sports Network. Kurt, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach. Looking forward to it.
Thanks so much. Gary McGinnis from IndianaHighSchoolSports.com joins me at the Alexandria sectional. Monroe Central beats Winchester 65-47. Wapahani 67-46 winners over West Dell. Gary, thanks so much for the call. What a great night of basketball at Alexandria tonight.
Yeah, it really was. Although the games were kind of one-sided for both games. The one game going 65-47, so a 22-point win there, and then 18-point win for Monroe Central over Winchester, and then the second game, Wapahani 67, West Dell 46. Mm-hmm. So kind of a couple of blowouts, but we still enjoyed covering them. And the final tomorrow will be Monroe Central versus Wapahani for Sectional 40 championship.
All right, so take me through these games. Tell me how they played out.
Well, on the first game, Monroe Central, checking stats here, they got off to a 21-13 lead in the first quarter and kind of held that lead throughout the game. The Winchester team came back a little bit, outscoring the Monroe Central guys 14-12 in the third, but really could only get it down to 9 a couple of times there in the third quarter, and pretty much Monroe Central took it from there and improved the record to 11-14. Winchester falls to 13-12 on the season. Leading scorer for Monroe Central was Easton Foster had 24 points. Justin Yolum had 19, and Josiah Cleveland chipped in with 11. For Winchester, it was Adam Moore with 20 points. Caleb Hummel had 9, and then Braden Moyer had seven for Winchester in the first game.
Hey, Gary, I want you to hang on, okay? I want you to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll talk about.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
That second game, okay?
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. More high school basketball scores. Sectional semifinal Friday. Some scores we have yet to get to tonight includes from Class A, the Couts sectional. Couts beating Morgan Township 52-46. And DeMott Christian doubled up Tri-Township and then some 63-30. DeMott Christian meets Couts. That comes up tomorrow. Let's go through the Bethany Christian sectional. How about Lakewood Park? They give up just 15, hammering Hamilton 63-15. And Elkhart Christian took care of Lakeland Christian. That's a final of 59-36. Moving to the White River Valley sectional, Clay City. No issue with Shackamack. Final of 57-45. Bloomfield, the win against North Central Farmersburg, 42-27. We'll go to the Tecumseh sectional, Evansville Christian. They hammer Northeast Dubois, 83-47, and Wood Memorial then crushed Evansville Day. That's a 20-piece, 78-58. In the Paoli sectional, we mentioned defense. This is the best of the night, coming courtesy of South Knox, giving up just 11 to Eastern Green. They win it 53-11. Much closer between Sullivan and Linton Stockton. Sullivan by a triple, 50-47. Southwestern Hanover sectional. Providence also doubled up Austin, 66-31. And it was Brownstown Central over Southwestern Hanover, 73-49. Of course, Brownstown, their girl squad, went to the state finals.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Before the break, we were talking about high school sports in the Alexandria sectional with Gary McGinnis from IndianaHighSchoolSports.com. All right, Gary, you got me through that first game. Anything else you want to say about game one at Alexandria, or are you ready to move on and talk about game number two?
Yeah, let's go with game number two, where Wapahani won 67-46. And okay. It was a three-point shooting clinic for Wapahani. They ended up hitting 13 three-pointers tonight. Isaac Andrews had 6 of those. Nick Cook had 3. Eli Andrews, his brother, Isaac's brother, had 2. And then 1 each for Nate Cove, and Cameron Bell. So a nice shooting touch out from the three-point line there for Wapahani. And they will move into the sectional championship tomorrow with a 22-2 record. So pretty impressive stats from them. As far as Westdale goes, their leading scorer was Josiah Love with 11. Trey Andrews had 10. And then Gabriel Brown had 9. So they had a lesser scoring attack. But anyway, 67-46 was your final. They'd bow out the season at 9-14.
So we had a record-setting night, too. Did we not have a Wapahani kid become the all-time leading scorer?
Yeah, for Delaware County, actually topped Ron Bonham's record, the former Cincinnati University player, as well as a Celtic and a brief time with the Indiana Pacers. And they were talking about it, and I guess that's the Delaware County all-time leading scorer now. So nice, and that was Isaac Andrews who did that with that 21-point performance tonight.
That's quite the record. That's an impressive record. Ron Bonham was phenomenal. He played back in my day. I know he was phenomenal. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So tomorrow night should be kind of fun, don't you think? Be an interesting matchup. Give me your scouting report on this championship game at Alexandria.
Well, from what I saw tonight, Bob, Wapahani looks pretty strong. They were very efficient on the offensive end. Their passing was crisp, sharp. They looked very comfortable shooting from not just the three-point line, but all over the court. Their defense was very strong. And I'd be surprised if they don't win at all. But Monroe Central, they had a nice game as well. I mean, you know, play them on paper. You play them on the court. But if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on Wapahani for the championship tomorrow night.
At Alexandria, Wapahani wins. Monroe Central wins. Very big night. Gary McGinnis from IndianHighSchoolSports.com. Gary, thanks. We'll talk tomorrow night. Thank you so much for the call.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Mr. Brendan King, anything I missed? I know we have scores. Mm-hmm. Overtime games is always one of your favorites, and you opened up tonight's show with a triple overtime game, correct?
Who would have thought? Triple OT, Greensburg, Lawrenceburg, the win, 38-36. And again, to reiterate, Coach, that's seven periods of basketball hanging in the 30s.
That's a lot.
You're talking about it earlier, about how each possession is prioritized and
correct
shots and whatnot. But yeah, four overtime games in total, the latest, as we talked about, Andrean surviving against Ileana Christian, 50-48. They'll match up with Gary 21st Century tomorrow.
Should be fun tomorrow night. Are you working tomorrow night? Do we have you back?
I am not. My great aunt, my Aunt Corrine, is celebrating her 90th, so the whole family's getting
together. You should be with her.
No.
Yep. You should be with her.
Actually, you know what? Yes. Parents are flying back, Coach, tomorrow. And everybody's going to be with her. It'll be great.
Well, give your aunt my best.
I will do that.
She's going to be 90?
90.
Is that right?
Yeah, my great aunt. So it's my dad's aunt and
your great
my
aunt.
Grandma's sister. Yeah. So
I have no delusions that I'll ever make it that long. I know. In my immediate family, no. No one. My mother-in-law lived to be 92, so Penny's excited about the chance that she has. We both know. I don't have – that's not in my future. All right. College basketball tomorrow. Big day. You're getting to the time where every single one of these games is extremely important. For example, your alma mater really needs to win some basketball games.
Well, really needs to win some basketball games, and they're running out of time. They have two left, as you alluded to, at DePaul tomorrow, Coach. And look, you know, I love Thad Mata. I think he's doing a great job. But at the same time, Dogs have lost four straight. They have fallen, at least at the moment, out of the NCAA tournament picture. So they're going to need the next two tomorrow at DePaul included, and more than likely the Big East tournament. So, you know, it all starts tomorrow, but a noon tip tomorrow in Chicago, Wintrust Arena, downtown.
The Hoosiers are in a similar spot. They're in jeopardy. I think everyone understands it. And so their matchup is a big one tomorrow afternoon, too.
They're actually Sunday, Coach, but Purdue is tomorrow.
Excuse me, Sunday. Purdue's tomorrow. I get those two confused. You know, not really. I understand. You know, Purdue, listen. You're playing for seed right now. You're playing to maintain your rhythm and stay where you are and do the things you're doing. And it's extremely important. You've withstood all of the challenges to this point, but you still need to make some things happen tomorrow. IU is at Maryland on Sunday. The game, Murray State at Indiana State tomorrow at 4 p.m. Talk about crucial game. Getting in the NCAA tournament, I'm not sure, being a mid-major, so to speak, that I would trust the selection committee at all.
Well, we were talking about this at the lunch table on Tuesday, right, that the Sycamores are going to need to win that league You know, they might have had a shot, Coach, at an at-large bid if they didn't lose those back-to-back games, starting with Illinois State, then going on the road and doing the same thing. So I think they had their opportunity at that. It went by the wayside, but they're still in large command of that Missouri Valley. But, hey, as you know, it's the month of March. Crazy things happen, and you cannot count your chickens by any means. Arch Madness in St. Louis is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, and there's a team like Drake that's coming as well. And Drake, they have stood right up with Indiana State. I mean, that was one of the better home games at ISU this year. Bradley took ISU to overtime in the Holman Center. So the Missouri Valley, that by no means has been decided. Sycamores are going to need a conference title.
Michigan State's at Purdue tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Butler at DePaul at 2. Western Michigan at Ball State at 2. Southeast Missouri, or SEMO as we all like to call it, at USI. I think my favorite game here is Clemson at Notre Dame tomorrow night at 7:45. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame playing better. Brad Brownell and his guys need wins, getting the NCAA tournament. So that'll be a great matchup. Robert Morris is at Fort Wayne, IUPUI at Cleveland State, and then UIndy at McKendree. That's over basically in St. Louis. That's a 4 o'clock start. Hounds are getting ready to, I think, have a nice run in the NCAA tournament. So you have an update on Trine? In the Division III.
Can try and get you one here. In the meantime,
Trine's playing Fontbonne. Yeah. It started at 8.
Right.
So
while I'm looking for that, I believe Brad Brownell, the head coach at Clemson, he was once a Hound, right? He coached at UIndy, did he not?
He did. No. He did coach at UIndy. He sure did. He sure did. And when I was in the Horizon League running all the basketball, I helped facilitate his move to Wright State.
Ah, yes.
But those kinds of things.
Yeah.
All right, that is the man himself. He's the hardest working guy you know. Mr. Brendan King, dealing with me, and now he's going to turn around and give you two exciting minutes of scores and information on our scoreboard update. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. We're down to our final scores that we have yet to get to from sectional semifinal Friday. North Judson sectional, we're in Class 2A here. North Judson, the win over LaVille, 48-33. And it was Hebron taking care of South Central Union Mills, 71-65. Westview sectional, Westview edging Central Noble 67-63, and Churubusco picks up the W over Eastside 57-48. In the Lewis Cass sectional, Lewis Cass by a pair against Winamac 50-48. They'll match up with Wabash, who nearly doubled up Pioneer 40-22. Bluffton sectional, we did mention this one earlier. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, they've got a football state title, they got a girls basketball state title. Looking for the boys' side now, they'll advance. They beat Whitco 53-49, but can they get past Fort Wayne Blackhawk? That's the new question. Blackhawk all over Adams Central 67-44. In the Tipton sectional, it was Tipton the win against Eastern Greentown 61-44, and Taylor, no issue with Eastbrook 53-37. Alexandria sectional, Monroe Central topped Winchester 65-47, and it was Wapahani, no issue with Westell 67-46. And the Hagerstown sectional, Union County 58, Hagerstown 45. Northeastern, they crushed Shenandoah. That's a final of 46-32. The Pacers tonight fall to the Pelicans 129-102. Pacers are 34-27 off night shooting. 13 points each for Isaiah Jackson and Ben Mathurin. 34 for Brandon Ingram.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. High school basketball tonight. Let's head up to the Bluffton sectional. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures beats Whitco 53-49. With me, Lures' head coach, Seth Coffing. And Coach, thank you so much. I know you got a short turnaround. I know you're busy, but I appreciate you taking time to call me. Congratulations on a dramatic win tonight.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, it was a tough battle for sure. Good guys won.
Good guys had to play some basketball down the stretch, I'm assuming, to make this happen.
Yeah, we only had, I think, one lead in the second quarter until like the last minute and a half when we took the lead just by a couple buckets there. And yeah, we were fighting an uphill battle most of the way. Whitco's playing really, really good basketball right now, and we had to fight for everything we got. So it was we made some big plays down the stretch on defense. We had a charge that we took, Wes Javens took, and mm-hmm. then Danny Kelly had a steal that was a turnaround for a huge three-pointer by Darian Truesdale, and then Darian also had a steal in an one play that was a really big defensive play.
But you've been playing so well lately, Coach. I mean, let's face it. You know, you guys, the momentum is carrying you, and you're playing this kind of basketball night after night, and your kids are confident and resilient and step up, have made great plays in these similar situations prior to the tournament, and has carried over into sectional play.
Yeah, I mean, we're battle-tested for sure. Our schedule is pretty loaded playing in the SAC up here, being a 2A school, and we're playing pretty much all 4A right. schools. And, you know, our guys have been in a lot of different situations late in games, especially the second half of the year. They're used to being in tight games. They're used to being in high competition, you know, battles with other teams. And mm-hmm. I feel like we're very prepared for just about anything thrown at us at this point. And, you know, they're not scared of any situation.
Are any of your guys football players?
A couple of them. One of our main kids that's finally healthy over the last week, Isaac Zay, who's a really important glue guy. We kind of compare him to Trey Galloway. He does mm-hmm. a little bit of everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's an important piece for us. And then Wes Javens, the one that took the charge, is a football guy. And then another guy off the bench, Damian Jackson, is a football guy. So, yeah, we have a few.
I bring it up because I've long believed that successful football teams kind of set a tone and develop a culture of winning throughout the sports schedules, and that, you know, you understand what you have to do to win. You understand the commitment, the sacrifices, and the things you have to do, and it does carry over, I believe, to sports, not just basketball. I think it carries over to a lot of sports in your school if you've got a football team that goes out there and does what yours does on a yearly basis.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Bob. I think, you know, especially in the fall, being the first kind of main sport in the school year, coming out and playing that type of competitive anything is really important. But football just brings a little bit different toughness. And then, obviously, our girls winning the state championship
sure.
last weekend. You know, we have a pretty cool culture going on in our school with sports and just having that winning atmosphere. And it's just kind of expected. And, you know, it's a good expectation to have for these young guys.
All right, give me the scouting report on Blackhawk. I mean, you guys are there. You know each other. The two really, really good programs. This should be a fantastic game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it really should be. They're playing extremely well right now. When we beat them a little over a month ago, they were missing basically two of their guards, two of their main guards. And so they're looking a lot different than they were then, and we know that. And, you know, I thought we had a good game plan against them last time, but it's going to change a little bit with those two guys back. And, you know, mm-hmm. they pretty much put it on Adams Central tonight, which was kind of a surprise to me. But they just played really, really well on both ends of the floor. And, you know, Kellen Pickett's a super tough matchup. And then their shooting guard, Isaac Smith, shoots a three-pointer at a really high level. So, but I do feel like we match up well with them. Danny Kelly guarded Pickett last time, and even though Pickett ended up with 28, he probably took about 20 shots, and he had to work for everything he got. And so I feel like, you know, I have a good idea what we want to do against them, and it's just a matter of us going out and executing that. But a lot easier said than done. We know what we're getting ourselves into. We're going to have to battle with them.
Mm-hmm. Seth Coffing, the head coach at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, in the Bluffton sectional tonight. They beat Whitco 53-49 to take on Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Blackhawk beat Adams Central 67-44. Seth, thank you so much for the call. Good luck tomorrow night. I hope we're talking about a big win for Lures.
Yeah, me too. If we win, you'll hear from me.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Seth. Good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Big time matchup. Great matchup. So, you know, we're going to have a lot. Yeah, listen, we're going to have a lot of those coming up around the state tomorrow night. Don't forget to join us It's just one of those great, great weekends in the sports schedule with great, tremendous girls sectionals, and the tournament was fantastic. And I think similar things are going to happen on the boys' side as we get ready. We're into the month of March, which is always fun for all of us. College basketball tomorrow. 8 o'clock evening start for Michigan State at Purdue. Butler will be at DePaul. That's a noon start tomorrow. Western Michigan at Ball State, also at 2 o'clock. Southeast Missouri State at University of Southern Indiana tomorrow. Clemson will be at Notre Dame. IUPUI travels to Cleveland State. Robert Morris will be at Fort Wayne, taking on the Dons tomorrow night at 7. University of Indianapolis will be at McKendree at 4 o'clock. We're going to track down. Brendan King, did we track down Trine University? Is that game over yet?
We got it, Coach. You're going to have to help me because I cannot pronounce the team they played, but they did win 91.
Fontbonne.
Fontbonne.
Yeah, they beat Fontbonne.
That sounds like a cinnamon roll.
It's in St. Louis.
Fontbonne.
Yeah.
They hope a cinnamon roll joint on campus. 91-81, Trine wins.
You're good. All right, tomorrow, here we go, in the Crossroads League semifinals, Indiana Wesleyan and Huntington, one of the games, and then Marion and Grace. Grace having a tremendous year. Those are your semis. Those are two really good games. That'll be fun. You'll be tracking all that down. Tough luck for Wabash. They lost to Coe College 79-74 in overtime in the Division III tournament, the regional up at Trine University. And it's just a tough, tough way to go. Wabash had played so well, but yeah, that's how it goes. What's up? Final on the Pacers. Who wins?
The Pelicans, Coach, by a lot, 129-102. Oh. Tough night shooting for the Pacers. Brandon Ingram was really good. And the first half, the Pelicans shot nearly 70%. So defensively, shooting, bad night for the blue and gold.
So if you don't shoot well and you let a team shoot 70%, I'm thinking this
lose.
Is just a stretch. It's a stretch here. Yeah, you're going to lose, and you're going to lose badly. Sunday, we got action. IU's at Maryland. Murray State at Indiana State, Illinois State at Valpo. Those are your Sunday matchups in college basketball. And the Pacers take on the Spurs on Sunday. Is that correct? Well, we're going to go with it.
That's sorry, Coach. Sorry. Eddie Garrison is distracting me. I'm sorry, Coach.
Well, Eddie Garrison is a superstar and can get away with it.
Yeah, he is. He just got done with the pace. So he had to go through listening to that bad shooting and bad defense. So, but described beautifully by Mark Boyle.
Mark Boyle is a national treasure, quite frankly. And we're lucky to have him in Indianapolis doing what he does. Brendan King, well done. We got one more scoreboard update to go. Is that correct?
You
coming up soon, as a matter of fact. All right, don't forget to join us tomorrow night. We got some great, great sectional championship matchups around the state that we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. And always remind you, make sure you go. Buy a ticket. Support the kids in your community. Have some fun. Be safe on the highway. Get there, get home, and without any problems, and have some fun. And moms and dads, I know it's an emotional time. If your kids didn't win tonight, I'm sorry. But I know the ability to do what they do impacts everybody, and it's a family affair. And I congratulate you on getting to this point. We're back. Scoreboard update. Last one of the night with Brendan King. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk, 1145. We got to tell you what's coming up on your sports Saturday tomorrow. Noon start in Chicago for the Butler Bulldogs. Boy, the Dogs need a win. Two regular season games to go, including tomorrow at DePaul before the Big East tournament. Butler has fallen out of the bracketology picture. To get back in, probably need to win out and multiple wins in New York and the Big East, but it is March after all. 2 o'clock, Western Michigan visits Ball State. 6 o'clock, IUPUI goes against Cleveland State. It's a 7 o'clock tip for Purdue-Fort Wayne against Robert Morris. In South Bend, Notre Dame hosts Clemson at 7:45 in ACC play. And then at 8, number 2 Purdue going up against Michigan State. And against the guy, Tom Izzo, who really owns this month, Michigan State is also not currently in the bracketology picture. But as we have seen over the last number of decades, that can quickly change. You do have some spring training baseball tomorrow. The Pirates go against the Tigers in Florida at 1:05. Same time for the Cardinals and the Astros. 3:05 start, the White Sox are at the Rangers in Arizona. Also in the desert, Dodgers and the Cubs at 3:05. Same time for the Guardians and the Royals. And at 3:10, the Reds go up against the Rockies out in AZ. ECHL hockey tomorrow, Indy Fuel at the Cincinnati Cyclones at 4:10. And a 7:30 puck drop from the Coliseum up in the 260. The Fort Wayne Comets against the Wheeling Nailers. Also enjoy all that sectional action in high school basketball. I'm Brendan King.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. High school basketball tonight at the Chesterton Sectional. Crown Point beats Valparaiso 55-51. With me, Crown Point's head coach, Clint Swan. Clint, congratulations on the win, and thank you so much for the call.
Coach Lovell, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Anytime you win a sectional semifinal, you know you're more than welcome. So, two possession game, not really surprising when you get in the sectional slugging it out with some of the teams you have to. So was it close the whole way?
The whole way.
Man.
It would have been nice to have had some breathing room at some point, but it was just an exhausting game. We had a 4-point lead at the end of the first quarter, and it was just basically back and forth the whole rest of the way. And we missed a ton of free throws the first three quarters. We finished 11 for 22 from the free throw line, but believe it or not, we were 9 for 12 in the fourth quarter. I'll let you do the math on the first three quarters. I'm too exhausted to do that right now.
I was an English major, so I don't even take it. Well, they're just a bunch of gamers, don't you think? I mean, you know, when you get down, when they need to do something, they seem to do it.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, it was really ugly and really messy at times, and there were a couple of junctures there in the late third quarter, early fourth quarter. I thought maybe Valpo was about to run away with it, and one of our best players got it, picked up his fourth foul in the third quarter, and our guys just kind of galvanized themselves and got the lead back, and we just sort of held on the rest of the way. So I was really, really proud of our guys and how they hung in there.
Well, tell me who those guys were you're extremely proud of and who played well tonight.
Probably the most underrated player in our part of the state is Jack Spetich. He's a senior for us, 6'2". He had 20 tonight. He hit 4 three-pointers. I don't know if we took him off the court. I think he might have played the whole game, and he really did a great job. And Kimbe Shaw, an up-and-coming sophomore, he had 14, and we played 9 guys, 8 of them scored. Just everybody just kind of, like I said, they all got their hands dirty tonight, just kind of hung in there.
Well, you got an easy one tomorrow, right? You take on the host. You guys have some great matchups. It seems like every time you play, they're great ones. Tell me about Chesterton tomorrow night.
Do I have to. They're really good. They are really, really good, and they are winners, and they're at home, and it's going to be really tough. But I like our guys. I like how we're playing right now. I like our headspace, right. And I think we're going to go in there, and we're going to swim really hard, and we're just going to – the game's over, and look up the scoreboard and see what it says. But I like where we are right now, and hopefully we can find a way to make it go.
Clint Swan, the head coach at Crown Point, at the Chesterton Sectional tonight. Crown Point beats Valparaiso 55-51, taking on the host tomorrow night for the championship. Clint, it's always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much, and good luck tomorrow night.
Great talking to you, Coach. Take care, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Kip Westner, publisher of Hoosier Basketball Magazine. It's legendary, and it should be. Hello, Kip.
Hi, Bob. Big weekend.
How about those Martins?
We talk about all
How about
weekends?
Those Martins?
Oh, I know. Yeah. No. Oh.
Let me say. Let me squeeze that in. I apologize. How about your Martinsville Artesians? My studio producer Elijah Robertson, a proud Artesian, his brother's on the team. Saw you at a game this week. Artesians over Bloomington South. The whole town of Martinsville must be buzzing right now.
It was an incredible performance. I was at the game at Bloomington North tonight, and my daughter's a senior cheerleader. So they won their first two games of the season, and they won a semifinal over their arch rival Bloomington South Panthers. So, yeah, the town is beaming. I think that's right. The bad thing is Center Grove's waiting on a Saturday night. But,
it's all right.
Hey, for my daughter Kayla and for the team, you know, they're playing for a title. So it's hey, fun to cheer on the boys.
Right. Hang on through this short break, and then you and I'll talk more basketball, okay?
Sounds great.
Perfect. We're back after this short break talking with Kip Westner on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Kip Westner, Hoosier Basketball Magazine, rejoins me. All right, Martinsville over Bloomington South tonight at the Bloomington North Sectional. What else stood out to you? What other games caught your attention tonight, Kip?
Well, Dale was, from my staff, was at Bluffton, and that sectional was loaded with teams. Blackhawk kind of flexed their muscle a little bit against Adams Central and this Kellen Pickett, who's a junior, 6'8", perimeter wing, forward, you know, do-it-all player, really was outstanding today, and they played well. And then Lures, it was an interesting game. I was getting reports. Lures just battled and battled and battled because Whitco was ahead for probably 30 of the 32 minutes. And Lures got him at the end. So that's will be an interesting matchup with Fort Wayne Blackhawks.
Sure it will.
Fort Wayne Lures tomorrow night. And then also down south with Bar Reeve. They've been doing so well. You know, that sectional 63 with Orleans and Lagodi and Bar Reeve. And so Scott was there and kind of giving me some reports from there as well. But Bar Reeve's been so good this year, and they're playing Orleans. But I believe it was like a double or triple overtime game when they played back in November. So that game will really be on people's radar tomorrow.
Should be, yeah.
And then, of course, in Hamilton County, you can't get away from Noblesville and Fishers and what Noblesville did to Westfield tonight. I was there Tuesday, and Noblesville was really good. And they've had an outstanding season, but the score surprised me. That caught my attention for sure. And then finally, Jeff Robinson was at Southport, and Ron Colley just nipped Decatur Central, but Ben Davis, the defending 4A champion, they really had a good game tonight. Right. And so they're in a position to continue to advance. And you got sectional 10 with Attucks and Lawrence North. That was kind of nip and tuck most of the way, and Lawrence North advanced. They were the number one team in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine. So there's no shortage of great games tomorrow, and it should be an outstanding sectional final because there's 128 teams playing, and so 64 of them are going to cut down nets tomorrow night. What I started to say when I came on is we talk about a lot of great days, but really this semifinal sectional day, it's hard to get better than this day because you've got 64 sites and four teams and packed crowds. Almost every picture I saw was a full gym.
Yeah.
So that's great.
I couldn't agree with you more.
It caps off with the girls' top 60 senior workout on Sunday at Beach Grove. So tomorrow night when I call, hopefully we can talk a little bit more about that. But
we absolutely
I'm
at my office
will. Working on it as we speak. So.
All right, get some sleep. Call me tomorrow and we'll talk all about it. Kip Wessner, the magazine's called Hoosier Basketball Magazine. You ought to have it by now. There's no one else in the country who does what he does. Kip, thanks for the call. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, okay?
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks so much. Thanks to all of you for listening. As always, thanks for making us your choice. This is the legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.